Waiting outside an immigration office in Mexico City, these Haitian migrants have decided it's safer to ask to stay here rather than risk crossing the U.S. border.
I am hearing people are being deported to Haiti, and right now Haiti is very bad. They don't have a president. There are many things, so we can't go there. That's why I'm afraid, and I want to live here in Mexico.
In recent days, the U.S. has been sending more migrants back home, following the arrival of thousands of Haitian nationals on the U.S.-Mexico border. But not all are being repatriated. Many who have crossed into the state of Texas have been given paperwork and a date to appear in U.S. immigration court. Though there's confusion about how authorities decide who goes and who stays.
Right now, it's not clear how they are being processed, what criteria Border Patrol is using to say who should have access to parole, who's going on the deportation flights.
This week, images of U.S. Border Patrol agents on horseback mistreating Haitian migrants provoked international outrage. Agents captured on video by Al Jazeera have been placed under investigation.
Human rights observers warn that conditions for migrants on the Mexican side of the border are even more challenging, and immigration agents here in Mexico have also been accused of abusing migrants.
More Haitian migrants are expected to arrive in Mexico's capital in the days and weeks ahead.
Many are going to abandon the north and come down here to the city in search of new opportunities. So I think that migration will continue to increase, and we as authorities must do something to provide the solution that the case requires.
Elsewhere in northern Mexico, people are rounded up in immigration raids and sent south towards the border with Guatemala, where more migrants from Haiti and elsewhere in Latin America arrive daily.
In these last months, the number of Haitian people arriving in Mexico has increased drastically. This is interesting because Haitians are not arriving directly from Haiti. Instead, many are traveling from as far away as Brazil and Chile.
International observers warn that mass deportations could overwhelm Haiti as thousands return to the same cycle of violence, poverty, and political instability that forced them to leave in the first place. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.